The death of distance. In the 90s, it seemed that the ability to work online meant you could live virtually anywhere. Cities would shrink and small towns would grow. Instead, even online workers concentrated ever more heavily in urban hubs and away from places like rural Kansas. Stephen Basaha of the Kansas News Service went to Pittsburgh, Kansas, to see what barriers still remain to working long distance in the state.
We're about to test Pittsburgh on the first and biggest barrier, internet speed.
How confident are you feeling?
I feel like I should check mine first, just in case.
Sean Naccarato is the chief strategy officer for Pittsburgh State University, and he's helping lead Pittsburgh's new remote work push. I pull out my laptop and run an internet speed test at the Foundry. That's the city's new co-working space.
I think I can run speed test. Oh, wow. That's
not too bad, huh?
The graphic on the screen shows a virtual speedometer maxed out, nearly 200 megabits per second, fast enough to download a 1,000-page report in a quarter of a second.
I knew it was fast, but frankly, I didn't know it would be that fast.
Homes and businesses in Pittsburgh have access to fiber optic cables, the gold standard for delivering fast internet. Slow internet has been the main issue stopping remote work from spreading, and really, it's still a problem for much of Kansas lacking basic broadband access. Larry Fleury is doing social media for Bentonville, Arkansas's film festival from a coffee house in Pittsburgh's co-working space.
If this place didn't have good internet, I wouldn't work here. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, I'll work out of a park and I'll use my phone, but it's slow. Coming here, it's just so fast, I can't not work here.
Digital economy jobs like Fleury's made up 7% of U.S. GDP in 2017. That's more than retail or construction. But many employers still want their workers in the office, which brings us to barrier number two, the slow acceptance of remote work. Matt Dunn with the Center on Rural Innovation believes the reality of today's labor market will force employers to change their outlook. He says big tech hubs like Seattle and New York aren't finding enough workers to fill all the jobs needed in the digital economy. His group is providing technical and financial support for remote work in places like Pittsburgh.
There is a real opportunity to surface and in some cases train up people who can work in those fields to live where they want.
And there's barrier three. People may be able to work from rural areas, but will they want to? For decades, Americans have been choosing to move away from small towns and into large cities. Again, Sean Naccarato with Pittsburgh State.
We have been top exporters on something that we don't want to be exporting, and that's our talent.
Part of that exodus has been motivated by a lack of amenities. Pittsburgh isn't going to compete with LA when it comes to the number of breweries and comedy clubs, but the city is investing in other areas it can compete in, such as building new homes to attract city dwellers sick of high prices for small apartments. Naccarato shows me where Pittsburgh is paving a new bike path. The city is hoping to attract workers not just interested in higher internet speeds, but a slower outdoor lifestyle.
And what we're seeing now is that people are getting way too much blue light. They need more sunlight. They need more of that vitamin D, you know. And
so it's not all just about the fiber.
It's not just about the fiber. The fiber is important to facilitate the economic growth, but this is about the quality of life.
Larry Fleury's remote job is what led him come back to his hometown of Pittsburgh. He now works with the local Chamber of Commerce and Young Professionals Organization.
When you're in high school and college, it's like if you're smart, you graduate, you go to a big city. But I think the smarter thing to do is you stay and make the city better.
Another more stubborn barrier to remote work, researchers say the future of work for most people will be working remotely some of the time, not all of it. The places most likely to benefit from that are the suburbs and towns within an hour drive of the big metro areas. Pittsburgh is a two-hour drive to Kansas City. Distances like that might be too remote, even for many remote workers. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Basaha in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state. You can read about other barriers to remote work in Kansas at ksnewsservice.org.